We are back.
I am literally, actually back. I'm back in Anglaterra.
Shirley's been in hashtag Italia.
I have been hashtag Italia.
You've been hashtagged Italia.
I've been hashtagged Italia. I tell you, I missed absolutely nothing about England. Apart from my electric toothbrush that ran out in day four. It was so annoying. I actually had to share my son's.
Oh.
Just those really gentle bristles
really,
up against my canines.
Just like, gosh, yeah, just mohair.
bending the plastic. Yeah.
That's a pet hate of mine. It's a room 101 when the electric toothbrush dies midway through a holiday. There's nothing worse than a furry surface. How did we put up with the non-electric toothbrushes for so many years?
I actually, to be honest with you, my husband bought me one about 6 months ago, so I've been used to the old school one. It will be of no surprise to you actually haven't been using an electric toothbrush. Do you remember back in the day, though, when I used to live with you and your then partner, Shim was a him, and you both used to go to sleep with gum shields in.
We used to whiten our tea.
In the fridge. You just used to go to sleep, just spooning each other with massive gum shields.
I know. I'm actually thinking of doing that again.
Yours are bright enough.
No, they're not. Though they could be brighter.
They are. My retinas go every time you smile, which is very, very rarely. Very rarely do you smile in my direction, but when you do, my retinas go.
No.
What do you want? You want to get your teeth done?
Just a couple of shades brighter.
Just the first
it
two.
Takes, yeah, just the front two and the back four, because it really does. I think it takes years off. Have you noticed I'm slightly obsessed with aging at the moment?
Yeah, you're totally obsessed with aging. Actually, I have to say, you know, you posted that very sweet video of you on Holcombe Beach.
Oh, I was in hashtag Norfolk, by the way, guys.
Shirley was in hashtag
staying
Norfolk.
In a treehouse.
And I have to say, you look quite good in a wetsuit.
Is that really hard for you to say? Listen.
It is quite
good. Yeah, but it's like...
But I'm just telling you, I watched you and you were running past like Annika Rice. It really made me laugh. It was so foolish. But you actually, not that many people look good in a wetsuit, but you truly do.
But it holds everything in. It's like an old Johnny. There's not much, it's like a sausage, you know, so it actually tucks you in.
No, but it's not the case. I would never wear a wetsuit anyway. I'd rather just go bareback into the sea than just wear that damp cloth against my body.
No, it's actually, because it was cold, but not as cold as some other English oceans I've dared to go in. And what's really lovely is that it's just like a heat. It's, you go in and you can stay in, whereas everyone had to come out. And I would have stayed for ages had my son not been losing his shit at the idea of me being swept by the waves. He got very sort of anxious.
So you've got used to the English shores.
Never.
A girl who only liked the Jordanian desert has now got used to the English shores.
Never, never. That's why I bought a wetsuit. Do you know how many people took the piss out of me? I said, I'm going to Norfolk for literally 4 days. I've just bought a very expensive wetsuit. And
that's so your style, though, of course. I'm going to go literally for half an hour. I'm going to go and drop a grand.
Because I like to be prepared. I like to have all the gear. I like all the gear and no idea. I want to go in the sea.
That skiing outfit, all those skiing suits for literally one season. I think you just sat après-ski the whole time.
Exactly. I bought the snowboard, the boots, everything, the thing, and I just sat having shots of schnapps.
Schnapps. I'm going to buy a chocolate show.
Yeah, chocolate show. And what do they do? Really greasy, like spag bols up there in macaroni cheese. And just raclette upon raclette.
Those are the days. It's Norfolk Broads for you now. Lake District, maximum Lake District.
No, actually, the willing partners, willing parents called me yesterday and said, we booked a house in, and sort of the line went to say where. Sleep Say, would you like to come 15 minutes from the beach? I don't know why I was thinking it was somewhere hot and abroad. Okay, yes, sign us up. And then my willing partner said, you do know it's in Devon. And I went, oh, no. There I was thinking it was Paxos. You know I'm obsessed with Paxos. Of course, I didn't think it was Paxos, but I was hoping it was somewhere in the environs. So back to Devon we go. But I do...
Back to Devon you go.
I think I'm destined to be on British shores until COVID sorts itself out, because the willing partner is taking it all very seriously. I think she's the only person in the land following the government guidelines, which means that we miss out on everything, and that's really it.
And that is that.
And that's that.
No, I enjoyed Italy. It was very much like running a sort of actors slash... It was like a commune, really, because there were a small tribe of us. It was more than a sexy six. I have to say.
An eggy eight.
There were eight of us.
An anxious eight.
Yes, it's an actress eight. But it was, and three babies, two toddlers and a newborn. And I have to say, I really enjoyed it. My son really enjoyed it. He enjoyed the Mediterranean rhythms. He went to bed at 10. He woke up at 10 and he had very long naps in the afternoon. He enjoyed the chickens and the tractors. And it will be of no surprise to you that he still has absolutely no words at all. But his mime is really coming along nicely. It's really, really, really articulating. His mime, the crowds couldn't believe his mime. It's really beautiful.
Well, he'll be expressive, and with those long limbs, I mean,
yeah,
I'd charge money. I would. Those beautiful long limbs. Come and see the show. My one is putting on quite a different show. Actually, he's learnt the F word. He's learnt the F word.
He didn't pluck it from the air, did he, Shirley? He didn't
pluck it from the air. No, it was the willing partner. It was the willing partner.
Oh, she loves the F word.
Oh, the whole family do.
She loves the C bomb.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, the C bomb. Always drops the C-bomb. Well, you know, they're old English.
So he's picked it up, has he?
He's picked up the full... and says it so articulately and beautifully.
K&L. Has he picked up K&L?
And he just says it on... You know, he says it at the right moment. So he'll be sort of at the table where he usually likes to, like, you know, pinch one out as we're eating. And this, oh, every day, the same story. He pinches one and sometimes it's a bit stuck and he goes, oh, fuck. And I go, I just don't know where to look.
That is funny. And he goes, that is funny.
Oh, fuck. And he's just trying to get it out. And he goes, oh, fuck. And then he'll be walking and he'll just sort of knock his foot. And he goes, oh, fuck. And we just don't know what to say. So we're just ignoring it.
I mean,
our eyes widen.
That is very funny.
And then
but
sometimes just
fucking hell.
And we were in the National Trust the other day. Of course we were, hashtag Norfolk. And he just shouted. There was an average age of 85. He just shouted,
National Trust.
Fuck! And my wooden partner just walked out the shop and just left him. She was so embarrassed. You know, she gets so mortified so easily. And she says, you know, it's not funny. And I don't want you talking about this on the podcast because it's a real problem. So I said, of course I won't, darling.
You mustn't talk about it on the podcast. And of course we're not going to mention
it. We've been asking
mum's,
everyone.
Mum's the word.
I was asking the
hashtag mum's the word.
Yeah, hashtag mum's the word. I was asking my ex-boyfriend's mum the other day, because we spent the morning together, we often do, and I said, what do I do? Because she used to run a nursery for 40 years. I thought she'd
know.
Yes,
I thought about
it. Oh
that.
No, she said, oh dear. Well,
you're
screwed now, aren't you? And,
because if you say something, you're screwed, and if you don't say something, he'll keep on saying it, won't he? Is that what you said?
More or less, so that was good advice. So...
Are you going to say something or not?
We say no, we just say nothing. We go into silence,
yeah,
and we
hard.
Wince.
Say
our eyes widen and then we wince and we feel desperately uncomfortable. But, you know, anyway, we'll see. Apparently it's a phase. They go through it as long as we stop saying it, which that's, as I said, it's the willing partner, not so much me. I say the S word. I've never really been one for the F word. Are you okay? Have you lost me?
No, I was thinking as to whether... No, I'm not in an old people's home. You okay? Have you lost me? No, I'm just looking and I was reflecting as to whether you're lying or not. I thought maybe you don't say the F word.
I know I don't. I never did. My mother never said the F word, so I never said it. But she said the S word a lot in reference to her three children, myself and my siblings.
But sometimes... I'm not going to do it now. All right, listen, that's great. But what's lovely is that his timing is spot on and that really, you can't buy that in the shops.
You cannot buy that in
good.
The shops. Brilliant. Well done, son.
How was the treehouse?
The treehouse was so much fun, and you know, I was sort of not really looking forward to it because I'm furious that I wasn't in Paxos / anti Paxos. You know, British holidays aren't really my thing, but
so
actually,
you keep saying, and yet you insist five times a year.
Yeah, well, I go out with a British bird. What are you going to do? Who doesn't like flying? Of course, I'm going to have landlocked holidays, and plus the in-laws are in Devon. My gosh, when I went to university in the West Country and I left and I graduated, I thought, good riddance to this place.
Now.
I will never
have to see you
again. Whoever paid for that, thank you very much. And off I walked and I didn't look back. And now I'm in Devon at least five times a year. And I've just signed up to another trip to Devon, 15 minutes from the beach.
When?
I told you May. Oh, May. I didn't specify the month.
May. I can't believe how far ahead. I mean, the thing is, I was thinking last night, gosh, this weather's turning, although it's actually quite bright and breezy. I mean, it's bright and breezy. Next stop, Christmas, really, isn't it?
Well, yes. And we're going to be in groups of six, perhaps.
You're going to be in a tight trio. Don't watch that. Don't you watch that. Now, can I tell you about my irresponsible parenting?
Please.
Irresponsible parenting on holiday. My husband went mad at me because I did put some sun factor on my son, but only 30, 15 to 30. I thought he didn't need any more. He came along a lovely shade of bean. It was a lovely cocoa bean by the end of the week. I thought that's enough. But I did manage to put 50 on myself, though, now these days, selfishly. But no, my irresponsible parenting came yesterday. I went straight from work on my BC Collect because, you know, the traffic is terrible. Don't awful. Get me started
all
on the traffic.
All the side roads are shut off now across the capital.
Hammersmith Bridge is down, Vauxhall Bridge is down. It's terrible. Anyway, so I'm on my Miss Marple bike. And I thought, oh, you know, I'll stop in High Street Care and I'll pick up some things. We don't have anything in. Anyway, I ended up picking my son up straight from work. And I didn't have his helmet, did I?
Uh-oh.
Did not have his helmet. Uh-oh.
Did you sacrifice your own?
I did sacrifice my own, but he wasn't happy. It went over his eyes. He looked really cute, but it was a massive for him. And also, my rucksack was absolutely jam-packed full of goods. And he kept pushing. I mean, he was furious, screaming and screaming.
So you blinded and him with your helmet, and now you're shoving a huge rucksack in
his face. And then pushed him back,
right,
yes, in his face. And also, I don't know if you know, but it's the other side of Battersea Park. Anyway, I was on the road and a police car drove up next to us and said, are you all right? And I said, I am. I don't think my son is. I have to be honest. My son managed to lose his helmet this morning. Blamed it on him.
You've got to.
Blamed it
he
on
can't
him.
Speak for himself. It's much the best.
He can't speak. I thank God he's got no words, is what I thought. Thank God he only communicates in mime. He goes, it'll be all right, though. How far have you got? I said, no, literally, just up the road. And then not only that, but I didn't even go through the park to be safe. I went Prince of Wales Drive over Bumpety Bump. And, yeah, he had the most head. Ow! 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 All the way home.
Aww.
I said, did you enjoy your journey home with your mummy? No. He's got a Scottish accent now. Oh, I know. I know. I said, that's so sad.
That's so sweet. He's so tanned. And he's got a Scottish accent. I love it.
So, yeah, irresponsible parenting. Don't watch that.
Yeah, keep counting.
What's the worst thing you've done?
There'll be a dossier. Today, well, it's hard. What's the worst thing I've done? That's I'm sure there's...
Irresponsible. I'm not talking about in your lifetime memoirs of, you know,
no,
geisha.
No, I know.
I'm talking about in terms of a...
I don't want my silence to suggest that I'm a perfect parent by any stretch.
Okay, but you might not
want
to name and shame yourself. That's absolutely fine.
I know, no. I actually just can't think. All I'm thinking about is today he just smashed his head onto the concrete because he's really into running down hills really fast. And my heart goes, I have to leave him. And then he just went, he got away with it a few times and he was delighted. And then I was talking to a friend and I looked around, he was crying. I thought, that's a normal thing, you know, the whole of his front head is all blood and bruise and he's come out
awful.
Like an egg. And he's just at the moment, and my willing partner said, he goes, how comes every time he goes out with you, he comes back and he's just got, you know, lacerations, he's just cut, he's bruised. I said, because we're adventurous. That's what we do. When the reality
you
is, I'm just nattering off
you
with
keep
a
your eye off the pie.
I keep my eye off the pie. I'm nattering off with the, you know, the local mums, you know. Oh, hello, sir. Hello.
Hello. I wanted to be a pet sauce, but I never went. We ended up going Norfolk Broads. Have I told you about me Q5? Have I told you about me Q5? How about all the medicines I take?
No, you're spot on there. You're spot on. Gosh, I'm such a bore. It's really hard to keep, you know, keep it fresh with the mums, with the new mums in the park. It's hard. But I've made a few nice mum friends.
That's good.
And
that's
we've all sending our children to the same nursery. Just, you know, I've been sort of holding back on nursery until age three, where he's got his place in a nursery up the road. I've decided I'm not supported in this. It's just me thinking.
The one woman decision.
It's a one woman show, this. But I think he's ready. I think he wants that.
I think he's ready, and I think your willing partner will be astounded at, you know, the response you'll get once he goes there.
Yeah, and so you know, it's a Montessori. So I've been reading up on Maria Montessori because, you know, she divides crowd.
Even the way you say Montessori is weird.
Montessori.
My producer's laughing because you Montessori.
Montessori. What did I say? Montessori?
Okay. Yes, you.
Et Montessori. Like, it's French, but it's actually Italian. Et Montessori.
Okay, go on about your Montessori.
Marie Montessori. Yes, no, she divides a crowd. Because they have a way, don't they? My cousins always went to the Montessori. I don't really have much of an opinion on it because I don't know anything about it. Now I do. I know far too much. And my goodness. They're all into sort of, it's sort of independent learning. So you guide a child, but they have to choose what they want to do. And they sort of learn on their own terms. She was an amazing woman, Maria Montessori, born in 1870. And first female doctor in Italy. And you know, people just when they say things about them, they go, yeah, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm an actress, I'm also a really good netball player. She's got that, but she's like, I'm a scientist, I'm a doctor, I'm a psychiatrist, a philosopher, an anthropologist, a biologist, and a psychologist. I personally think doctor covers all that, but hey. And yeah, she set out, she gave 50 years of her life to early learning. Am I boring you completely? Because
what's really sweet, genuinely sweet, is that I know all this.
So why aren't you just chiming in?
Because I'm not going to go, I know, because I'm listening to, okay, well, she's obviously picked up Wikipedia, she's gone on Google.
I don't care, because I think at that age, and especially given that I'm only going to send him there for a year, I don't really care. You just get a sense of the place. You go, I like this, or I don't, yeah. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Back in the day, when we were in nursery, Montessori was quite progressive and everyone would be like, oh, actually, they go to a Montessori. Nowadays, I think every other nursery is Montessori. I really do, especially around your way and my way. I mean, it just is. But I think it's the only way. You go Montessori until seven, then you go Steiner, where they suddenly learn to read. And then you go circus.
Your mate who went to Steiner's put me off Steiner. No, I don't think I can.
Why?
Just no decision making. I needed decisions like this. And it's just really slow.
I don't know which mate you mean. I'm talking about my female friend.
No, I'm talking about a male friend that was very good friends with an ex chap of yours.
Oh, yes. He's pure Steiner. I think, listen, Steiner or Eton, I think he's a slowpoke. Lovely guy, but what a slowpoke.
How about those the latest fire in El Dorado being set off by a gender reveal party?
Okay, you've got to, this is something I don't know about. So you've just gone about Montessori. Okay, go on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you know the fires in LA, in California.
Yes, I
The most recent wildfire in El Dorado, California, was set.
I thought you were talking about the soap El Dorado.
I know, right? Oh, gosh, El Dorado.
It was a place in LA.
Yeah, it's a place in LA where there are wildfires currently. My morning partner told me about this. I said, don't be so ridiculous. Have you fact-checked that? A gender reveal party set off the wildfires. People will be furious, but it's true. And apparently gender reveal parties are getting bigger and bigger in the time of COVID because no one... And it's fascinating when you look into it. So basically, they set off the pyrotechnics that set off the fire, which is basically like a firework display that just sets off plumes of either pink or blue. And then they put it on social media and they go, it's a girl, it's a boy. Unfortunately.
But why are they more popular in times of COVID?
Because what usually happens when someone's pregnant is that they throw baby showers, people come and visit and they bring them gifts and everything. And you celebrate a baby. I know we never really did the baby shower, did we? A friend sort of put on a tea party for us and we went reluctantly.
We made a couple of cakes. We stuffed ourselves, grunted, farted and left. I don't even think we even spoke to each other. But no, we did definitely. I wouldn't call that a baby shower.
But do you know, I know, we weren't really into them for our own personal reasons. You know, people do them though. And actually that's in place of the...
oh my gosh, so many people do them. But I mean, it's now become a thing here. But the States is huge. But tell me, so the reason why they're taken off in times of COVID is because they can't have
people aren't gathering and they want to celebrate the baby. So then it's all about, you know, one-upmanship. So they have got through time, they have got bigger and bigger. They actually started off by a woman. What's her name? I have written it down here somewhere. You may or not be, who cares actually, who cares? But this woman, she did it back in 2008 because she kept on, she lost quite a few babies. She miscarried a lot so that when she got her daughter, she was so excited, she wanted to show to the world that she had a girl. So it wasn't actually about the sex. She said it was never about the sex, but because I had a girl, I exploded sort of pink confetti out of a cake. So it was quite low thing. She put it onto her blog. The blog then got into a magazine. The magazine then got into all the obs and gyno waiting rooms. And then all the copycats started doing it on Facebook, yeah, etc. Now it's actually the men. It's actually the men who are just saying, well, if we're going to have a stupid baby party, let's make it, you know, let's set up some fucking fire, fucking explosives, you know. So this is why they're getting out of control. And it's set off a wildfire back in 2008 in Arizona. So this is not the first time. Anyway, this woman who started them is really furious and said, can you just please stop doing this? This started out as something really quite different. And actually, it's really unhealthy to celebrate the gender of a baby. There's so much more to celebrate.
And also to associate pink and blue. I can't stand it.
Well, quite.
I saw a clip that my husband, my unwilling partner, showed me a couple of years ago before we had ours. And it was set in Alabama. And literally, it was a whole family and an alligator. A crocodile. It was a crocodile. And in the crocodile's mouth, everyone's like, stand back, stand back. And they put a watermelon inside the crocodile's mouth. And it went snappity snap. And it exploded blue. And everyone went, yeah. And they just started, like, you know, cracking over tinnies with their teeth. And I thought, this is absolutely feral. What have we become?
Yes, see.
And it was like, and they had this crocodile on an actual lead, because obviously, yeah, we'll keep the kids back. I thought, no, please.
No,
please.
I can see the logic behind. They go, yeah, if we get a watermelon, they're going to think it's a big girl because it's all pink inside, but then it's going to just
bullshit.
Yeah. Fuck you!
Horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And all these kids were just sprayed in watermelon slush.
Yeah. Anyway,
no more gender reveal parties for us. I watched a very good, very good series last night on Sky called I Hate Susie. Do you know anything about it?
Okay, you're quite embarrassing, because on our social media, I have been putting I Hate Susie in advertising about Watch This. So you don't even look at the posts I put up. But anyway, continue.
I do put it on. I mean, I do watch them, but I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I put it on our story, just going, I hate Susie, watch this. We made it to hashtag Sky TV's news stories, FYI. Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, if you I don't want to do a social media.
Okay, explain. Why don't you explain this to me?
So if you hashtag, yeah, sure.
After the commercial break, you can tell me. Anyway, so you've seen it and you've enjoyed it?
Yes. I mean, you know, some episodes more than other. I think we watched is the last episode Anger? Or is there one after Anger?
I haven't watched Anger yet. I watched the first two, three last night.
I think it's because my winning partner was saying, oh my gosh, it's the last one. I'm so sad.
But usually you go, oh my god, it's the last one. Let's not watch it.
Yeah, so that's why I'm anxious. Have we watched it? Have we not? We always say the last one. Do you know we've got so many last episodes of so many series just waiting to be watched?
That's what I'm saying. It's madness. It's absolute madness. But listen, I really found it very funny. The last time I laughed out loud like that was... oh my gosh, the one that set the political one. What's it called?
Oh, The Thick of It.
Yeah, In the Thick of It. That's the last time that I really found it. You know, I never laugh out loud. I don't. Anyway, we enjoyed that. It was very good.
I tell you when you laugh out loud. You laugh out loud when I'm entertaining your mother. That's when you laugh out loud. When I'm doing a show for your mother, you look at your mother, you look at me and you start laughing.
And you've got your boobs out and you've got your fake teeth in and you're just jingle-jangling around the place. That's when I laugh out loud. Because it brings my mother such joy, and it makes me laugh as well. Because
I remember when I flashed your...
She's in her late 50s, and she is still raging around. To be fair, the good thing about it is you still look in your mid-30s, and that's really sweet.
I think it's because you always see me on FaceTime, and there must be some sort of sheen. I think I've got
a
greasy camera.
I sometimes see you in real life.
Yeah, but you're always tanked up, aren't you? You're half cut. Do you remember when I flashed your granddad?
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. I had sort of lost the art of speech because I was so tanked and I wanted to say hello to him and I had no speech, and so I just lifted my top up and flashed my A cup. Gosh, he was alarmed. Your mother started laughing.
No, I think they enjoyed, you know, given something.
And then I ended up in bed with the...
lodger.
With the lodger.
You bonked the lodger. I cannot believe you bonked the lodger. Well, you kept talking about how rock hard he was. Anyway, this is not the sort of show that... Back to our children. Oh my gosh, let's do our winners. My winner is, yes, it's your recommendation. It's Grace's Amazing Machines.
Oh my gosh, right?
BBC. Oh my obsessed. Gosh, he's absolutely obsessed. But what I don't like about it is that he's moved on from Hey Dougie, which actually I think is brilliant.
Heartbreaking. Sad. It's really sad. I told you this. It's horrible.
But the thing is, let's talk about Grace very briefly. So for those of you who don't know, it's a sort of a young, she's about 20, and she talks to camera on these massive machines like diggers, bulldozers, forklift trucks, whatever they are.
And she has
but let's talk about her casting. But do you think she left drama school and had to do a bit of research, or do you think she genuinely was brought up, had a nice face, and they thought, okay, we'll get Grace on to...
I think they cast because there's also Katie's Amazing Machines, and I've had friends in the park saying, you know, look up Katie, she's really hot. I feel quite loyal to Grace. But what they've obviously done is they've made these girls really spunky, so they have to wear red lipstick. They've got really funky hair, and they're in very tight figure hugging leathers, and they go hi, and they've got a heavy metal soundtrack to them. You know, so it's just like I imagine the dads get a right old stiffy watching Grace and Katie.
I think it really is for the dads.
Yeah, I think it's for the dads
and the kids.
After Norfolk, he used to, because there's quite Norfolk is stunning, by the way, and I highly recommend. But there's quite a long drive to get to places, like half an hour. So he was watching Grace in the car, and we've gone cold turkey on the way back. He's not watched any TV since we've been back. Because, I mean, if I just have to hear all through the day, Grace, Amazing Machines, Grace, Amazing Machines, oh, fuck, Grace, Amazing Machines. I just said, I can't hear it anymore. I just can't. This, the vocabulary you're using. We've gone cold turk. Not a lick of TV.
But he hasn't lost his memory. He does remember.
No. I have to just be on fucking call the whole time, don't I? I have to just think of a new game to play now. Because there's no TV, gone completely. I don't know for how long it's working, and he's not been.
Hey, listen, if you can do that, go cold turkey. That's fine. Because we sat outside. We ate al fresco every night, and we just plugged him into the iPad, and that worked for an hour. And then we put him down, and he went to sleep, and that was an absolute treat for me. And treat for our tribe.
How's his sleeping since he's been back from Italy? Has he?
I invested in a very expensive duvet. He didn't have a duvet before, and now he's got a duvet. So it's nice. He just doesn't really like wearing a duvet. He doesn't like being underneath the duvet. So, you know, I went and bought a duvet before we left. I got it delivered, and it's here, and it's nice. But he just wants to be on top of the duvet. It's hard. It's weird. He doesn't get as cold as me.
He'll get... I know, they don't, right? I can't work it out. I'm under about 350 togs, and he's just under 2, and he's just kicking it off. I don't get it.
It is odd. But, you know, the pool in Italy was too cold for him, and I was actually quite proud, because I thought, yes, we're going to have to get the in-laws to get some heating.
Get that sorted ASAP. If you get your heating in the pool sorted, I'll come next year.
I don't think we will ever be allowed.
Or should I come? Should I just come with the wetsuit?
It'd be very funny. Very funny if you come with the wetsuit. We've gone on. What's your dead duck?
It just has to be the swearing. It has to be the swearing.
I'd say
for the time being.
I think you have to resort to the old soap and water, bar of soap and water.
I think Maria Montessori would approve.
Yeah, I think that's.
I'm of the old school, you know. And when I saw the lady in the shop, in the nursery, she goes, we encourage them to, you know, clean their own boots. We've got shoe polish, and they wear aprons and set the table, and then they clean up and they fill the dishwasher, then they empty it. And
that's lovely.
My willing partner was just like shaking her head. And I go, yep, that's exactly what I want. I want him coming back and cleaning up.
Why was she shaking her head?
I think she thought it was a bit militant.
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Why is he just turning up to nursery to clean the lady's gaff, you know? I said, no, I like this. This is like my upbringing.
So that's your dead duck.
Thank you.
Do you have a winner?
No, not this week. How about you?
Only Grace's Amazing Machines. Oh, the one thing, my dead duck is the fact that my son really can't speak apart from one word. And he can't tell the difference between B and beep. Now, he's upset. His obsession with transport continues. His words do not. But he wants to say beep. So he
says
B.
He says B. He's nearly there.
B.
He's one letter off.
I say beep.
At least he's saying
a
word.
He does the miming of beeping horn. Because we took him on a few illegal drives when we were initially on our private land. And he absolutely thrived. Absolutely thrived. Can you see the mess in the background? We haven't unloaded. No?
Oh, yeah, I can see it now on the bed.
And downstairs, yeah. I mean, I've...
The whites, the colours, the colour
reds. Do you know, my husband, bless him, he's been in the house since we got back, and he's actually put on 4 loads of washing, which is good, right? Except...
I thought you were going to hit... And he's put on 4 stone. So I just needed my head to adjust
except
there.
Except all the delicates, all the hand wash have gone in as well.
Has he never done the washing before?
No, I do the washing. Oh, no, he wouldn't do with the washing. That'd be so ridiculous. What, my husband?
Not my husband.
Not my husband. What,
he's a man.
A man in my house doing the washing? Don't be so ridiculous. Not in my house.
He does the bins. He does occasionally, the bins. He does the bins.
If there's something that needs fixing, he does it. And if he doesn't do it, we call in the homosexuals. On the whole, no, he doesn't really do the washing. Sometimes he might put in his football kit if he does sort of a Haxby Flax. Or he might put in, you know, if my son soiled something, he might put it in. But no, on the whole, I'm in charge of it. So he has tried. My unwilling has tried to be willing. But he's managed to ruin all mes petits délicats.
It's the worst when that happens. No, now when you'll ban him and he'll never do it.
Wash?
Actually, you'll be embarrassed to ask, because the other day I cleaned all the sheets from the spare bedroom.
So yeah, next up Christmas, let me know. It's our son's birthday next month. They're going to be two. We're going to go to Diggerland.
Oh, next week. Let's chat about birthday parties next week.
Let's. And can we go to Diggerland? There's one in Kent.
When I received, I mean, please.
There's one in Kent. There's one in...
That's a killer invitation if ever Durham. I received one. Do you want to go Diggerland?
Do you want to go Diggerland? The only thing is, Shirley, you know they're going to love it. So it's not about us anymore.
Of course they are.
Of course they're going to love it. We don't have to go, but what, you know, they're diggers, they're going to love it.
Well, I'll go.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure being back. Huge thanks to Mabel Productions. Shirley, it's
huge.
Brilliant seeing you again. That glare in the background. You know, I had a blow dry yesterday. I'm going for another one tomorrow. I'm going to go for one a week now. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.